Unit 4. Criminal Law. Unit 4, page 42. Listening 1. Audio 4.1.
Thank you for coming to speak to us, Professor Poulos.
My pleasure.
My first question to you is this. What major changes have you witnessed in terms of the types of white-collar crime being committed since you began practicing?
For some time now, we've been seeing more white-collar crime being committed within corporations. I'm not sure if it's because the Justice Department is prosecuting more or whether there is indeed an increase. I do think that with the growth of technology, however, the opportunities for white-collar crime have increased greatly. For example, a lot of computer crime, which we categorize as white-collar crime, is one such area of increased opportunity. The internationalization of the economy has led to more opportunities for white-collar crime. Before the federal government changed the sentencing of white-collar criminals, the very strict punishments given for what one would call regular or street crime drove many people from street crime to white-collar crime because it gave them more rewards for less risk.
What major changes have you seen in terms of who is committing white-collar crimes? Is it senior company management, mid-level managers, employees, consultants?
Today, we're uncovering a lot from the high levels of the corporate structure. Enron is an example of this. Certainly, we're seeing a lot of crimes committed by high-level employees, and this has had a tremendous impact both on investing and on the way people regard corporate governance.
What major changes have you seen in terms of the social harm or impact caused by white-collar crime?
While violent crime frequently has a big impact on the victims of that crime, it is usually fairly limited. But when you have a savings and loan scandal, as we've seen in the past, or an Enron scandal, those crimes affect millions of people. Enron impacted large numbers of people. These people were affected either directly or indirectly by the corporate malfeasance, the commission of wrongful acts in the Enron case. Many retirement funds were adversely affected following investments in Enron. In a way, white-collar crime, in terms of the number of its victims and the devastating impact on its victims, ranks right up there among even the most heinous violent street crimes imaginable.
So, if you were to define the most socially harmful category of white-collar crime, would it be corporate crime, as you have just described, or something else?
I have two thoughts on this. One of the most devastating forms of white-collar crime that I see is fraud on the elderly. It occurs with alarming frequency against our elder citizens, who are often easily taken in by these kinds of scams. The other is the sheer mass of injuries inflicted on investors in cases like Enron, which adversely affect the system of investing in the U.S. Part of the slow recovery of the economy is the effect of white-collar crime on the investment environment.